Okay, so what's your destination? Listen in to find out what I'm talking about on this Thursday. Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. Okay, today I gotta tell you, I was at a crack of dawn meeting. Oh my goodness, I'm on the board of a local business association here in town, and their board meetings are once a month at 7 a.m. That almost kept me from accepting the nomination. Woohoo! But I've been part of this organization for 5 years. I dearly love it, and because I am known for helping people grow their business, obviously it was not a big decision to make the step and get on this board. Speaking of taking that step, and you're wondering, who the heck am I? If you're listening in today for the first time, I'm known as Gabbin Gale. Gabbin Gale grows your business. How do I grow your business? Well, as a success connector, I help people connect. I actually have been doing that for many years, helping people grow their business through a service that allowed them to easily stay connected with their customers, their prospects. And one day I realized that I really wasn't reaching as many people as I would like to. So what I did was I got involved with internet marketing. And I thought, wow, there's got to be a bigger way to take this to the internet and spread the word in another fashion. So I embarked on this adventure of internet marketing. And I learned a lot. One of the things I learned was I did not like doing that. So as I went along, I met some fabulous people, got some wonderful new friends. And lo and behold, I met Sam Crowley, who is a podcaster and has been doing it since 2005. And oh my goodness, the light bulb went off for me, and I am in hog heaven doing podcasts every day. This podcast is meant to help people grow their business. On Mondays through Thursdays, I do life lessons. I have a vast career of different career adventures. And so I've been told that I inspire people. I motivate people. They love my story. So I thought, well, maybe if I bring it to the internet through the podcast platform, that I can help more people that way. So listening to me and my adventures might help you have a light bulb moment. It might help you stop taking a step that you shouldn't be taking. And then on Fridays, it is my indeed pleasure to interview people about their success stories, because my path that I have learned to be where I am came through self-teaching. I read other people's stories and their successes, and that has literally changed my life and propelled me through my success stories. So I share sometimes those books and let you know about those, but you want to tune in tomorrow? Oh my goodness, you got to tune in tomorrow, Friday, May 9th at noon Central Time, to hear my guest, a master chocolate dear out of Chicago. I just sampled her absolutely incredible creations last night, and I am going to get off of here and do a video of me sampling these wonderful, wonderful taste treats. So anyway, back to how you can get more information about this show, how you can register for my free tips and strategies on successful connecting. You can simply go to thegailefoleyshow.com. That's Gail, G-A-I-L, Foley, F-O-L-E-Y, show.com. And all of my information is there. Any speaker that you've listened to on the interviews, I always put their information right there, so you have that background that I read about, and then also all their contact information, because I'm telling you, if you're out there and you're listening to me and you're someone that is in a place that you're okay at, but you've got bigger dreams or you've got a passion. My stories are all about those things. If you are someone that has taken the step outside of that cubicle and you're in a place where you're just now getting started on your own thing, I've been there too. So I hope you stay tuned. I'd love for you to go to iTunes, give me a 5-star review. Every share, every listen helps me, but it helps my guest so much because that's how we grow your business. We share through all of our social media contacts. And so someday I might be interviewing you. So if you can help build this audience, that would be fabulous. So today, I want to talk about destination. I want to talk about the journey to that destination. And here's why this subject has come up. Because I get on my treadmill every morning for 45 minutes. I don't plan morning events. I usually turn down. I get invited to a lot of networking meetings, but if they meet in the morning, I turn them down because my passion is to take care of my body first and foremost every day. I get up and I spend 45 minutes on the treadmill going 4 miles an hour. Then I do 15 minutes on the Amazing Fitness Hula Hoops. You can find out about that at my favorites on my page. So that's where I'm at most of the time. And I watch TV while I'm doing it. I probably couldn't endure it if I didn't have a distraction. This one morning, and it was probably, I don't know, a couple days ago, because I record the shows, because if I don't get there down there when they start, and I don't like commercials, so one morning I timed the commercials on the Today Show, and they literally were 10 minutes for commercials, and I can't tolerate that. I don't need to do that, so I record everything. I watch Ellen DeGeneres because it is just so inspiring and so uplifting, and I love to laugh, and I love to see people honored that she brings on that have done good deeds out there and continue to do good things, because she'll give them a gift, and they'll turn around and donate back to someone else, so she pays it forward a lot. So I love that show, but I also will tap into the Today Show to hear, you know, the breaking news and what have you. But, I land back on Ellen DeGeneres, and that's where I saw Robin Roberts of Good Morning America show. And for those of you that don't know, Robin is on that show and has been for years, and I choose to watch the other show. I don't know. It's a personality thing. I think you get hooked to the personalities, and that's why you watch the different shows. And for whatever reason, I've always just turned on the Today Show since I started doing my treadmill. Before that, I never turned on TV in the morning. Anyway, to where I'm going with this. Robin made a big impact upon me when I was listening to the interview she did with Ellen. Robin has gone through breast cancer diagnosis. I believe that's the cancer she had. And while she was going through that cancer, they discovered she had a very, very rare disease that is just hardly anybody even knows about it. And what it does is it acts like a precursor to leukemia. Fortunately for her, her sister was a match for a bone marrow transplant. So Robin's sitting there telling the audience that she was given 2 years. And she says, you mean 2 years to the next treatment, or 2 years to figure out what we need to do from here? That's what you're talking about, right? And the doctor says, oh, no. 2 years life expectancy. So Robin's like, whoa. I mean, you're told you got 2 years. Oh, my goodness. So she hears this diagnosis, and she's pretty much quarantined, kept in an isolated room, and she decorates her IV with all this bling and what have you, and she watches the Ellen DeGeneres show, gives her the uplifting and what have you. And many, many things happened to her during this time frame, and I'm not going to go into all of it, but I want to share with you what she said that made such an impact upon me. And you know what? I've heard this before, and I tried to embrace this before, but again, when you go through life, you may hear a message one day from someone, and it doesn't mean squat. But then the next time you hear it from someone else, your eyes open and you go, oh, yeah, wow, that is so true. That's what happened in this case. This is where she talked about having a destination that someday Good Morning America would be nominated as the top morning show. While she's going through this horrendous time of her life of being given this diagnosis, knowing she's been given 2 years, they reach that destination. It's exactly what happens. They become nominated as the top morning show. And she says, I'm there at the event, and not having shared where I'm at with anyone, I'm just sort of standing back and going, this isn't the way I thought it would be. She had worked so hard on her journey to get to that destination, and when she got there, it was like, she had other things that led to a bigger perspective to her of what was really a priority and what was really important. She is long past the 2 years. She is now at 2 years. She congratulates herself as having a new birthday because she's got a new life now. She looks healthy. She's vibrant. She's got this energy. And she's out there sharing her story. And she's written a book. And I apologize. I did not write that title down. Remember, I was on the treadmill. But if you want to know her story, I would find that book, Robin Roberts. And she spells it R-O-B-Y-N. Roberts. I am definitely going to seek that book out because it's a very inspirational story, but she woke me up into realizing once again that we need to understand the importance of the moment. I am sure if you're in a business and have a passion, you have grandiose goals out there. I have a whole list of goals sitting in front of me. I met with my coach, Sam Crowley, yesterday, who's doing a mastermind group, and I'm part of that group, and we talked, and we masterminded, and oh my goodness, he gave me such incredible, incredible ideas. And speaking of Sam Crowley, I'm going to go off the reservation here for a second. If you want to entertain doing podcasting for your marketing mix, oh my goodness, you have got to add podcasting. It's just an incredible way to grow your business and become that expert. You can go to thegailfoleyshow.com, and if you go to my favorites, you'll see Sam's link right there to his program. Now, I'm affiliate because I wholeheartedly believe in his training and his coaching yesterday. Wow. I sat down and I typed up just 10 of the magnificent ideas he gave me. So anyway, I don't even know where I stopped off. Okay, so when I sat down and I wrote these goals after I listened to Robin, I realize that sometimes, because I love what I'm doing and I'm so passionate, that I put these blinders on and I don't take the time to get outside. I love being outside. That's one of those moments that I need to embrace, because you have to understand, for many years, I was outside every day, all day, in all kinds of weather. When I was out pounding the pavement selling advertising, I was outside. When I got into timeshare, oh my goodness, I was so fortunate to be outside in the most gorgeous place, Virginia. It was awesome. And yet, here I am, focused on my goals, and not embracing the moment. I'll sit in here and the sun will be so blinding on my desktop that I can't even do my videos, and I ignore the calling to go outside. So when I heard Robin talking about we need to enjoy our journey more as we get to our destination, because think about it. This is how I relate to some of this. You know, at Christmas time, I get very aggravated with the Christmas season. And I apologize to anybody that's listening. Oh, Gail, that's my favorite thing. I know. I understand that. I am surrounded by people that absolutely love Christmas, all the rah-rah, all of it goes with it. But let me tell you something. As a single mother, Christmas was the most heart-wrenching time of the year. And one Christmas, I did not have the funds to buy my girls Christmas presents. I literally did not have an extra dime to my name. What I did was I went through the things that my mother had left behind, treasures that I truly loved, and I made those a very special gift for my daughters. They were teenagers. They would have loved more clothes. They would have loved more toys, you know, radios, what have you. But that was what I was able to do. And it just broke my heart. But you know what? When you look at the Christmas season, and yes, there's a lot of celebrating that, you know, our Christ was born and all of this. But if you reflect on what goes on for those people that don't have family, for those people that don't have money, for those people that struggle all year long to pay for the Christmas they had before, when Christmas season is done, you build up, you build up, you build up, you build up this huge journey of the Christmas season, and bam, you hit Christmas Day, you hit New Year's Day, bam. And then what? Then nothing. It's this big letdown. Wow, where'd all my friends go? The family's gone back home. Oh my goodness. Well, I relate that a little bit to what happens when people rush forward to the destination. If you don't have a secondary destination, you don't have, you know, like for me, I've got so many destinations. I got to do an ebook. I got to do video every day. I got to do this. It's wonderful. I go to bed at night. Can't wait to get up in the morning to get started. It's been a long time since I've been there. But I'm okay with the journey because I am having such a blast. So the point I want to share with you today is to take the time to assess if you're enjoying the journey or you're so headstrong bent on that destination. Now, I got to tell you, there are certain destinations you have to be on target. It's like when we built our house. We have to be on the destination in order to get the closing done and all of that. So if you're building a business that has a storefront or you're building a business that you have a deadline, I understand that completely. I lived on deadlines for years. I do understand that. But don't be so wrapped up that you have that letdown when you get to that destination. Like Robin says, she says, it's not what I expected. The joy, the celebration was not what she expected. And it's because of where she was, partly. But the other part is that getting to first place as the top morning show was far more exciting than the moment of celebration. Because it was all the people that she connected with along the way, all the interviews, all the stories. That was where the joy was. That was where the accomplishment was. That was where the fun was. That was where the relationships were built that led to that show being nominated as first place. So I just want to share that with you. I've been there. First year I was with my network marketing company, I was so excited. The first contest, I was determined to win that first contest. I was so excited. I mean, I buzzed and I met so many people and I got so many people involved. I was so excited. And when we got to the convention, I got to tell you, I was so disappointed. I was so let down. The company wasn't ready to do the big celebration with us. And it was just like a little tiny drinking party with dancing. It wasn't the big rah-rah. We weren't acknowledged on stage. That's what I was going for. I was one of the first people in the first year of this company to win the first contest. They never acknowledged us during the convention. We just went to this little tiny party. Yes, they put us in a limo. And the limo drive was very short because they literally took us around the block because their arrangements weren't able to be made to do it in a bigger picture. We had, you know, like 10 minutes of fame getting in and out of the limo. But I got to tell you, I was really let down. So now I'm refreshed with Robin's story to wake up, pay attention, and enjoy the journey. And I think I'm past my time frame for today, but I want to remind you, please, 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 listen in tomorrow when I interview Robin, R-O-B-Y-N, also, who is a master chocolatier that has an incredible presence about her. She is just a true treat to talk to. I am so excited. I'm going to go taste my chocolates in front of the video camera now, and I will be putting that out there very soon as well. So until tomorrow at noon Central Standard Time, please check in with iTunes, my page. Please help me share this so we can bring her a huge, huge audience. Thank you. Goodbye until tomorrow. Hey, I just wanted to add this quick PS on here. I wanted to tell you, first of all, thank you so much for being a follower and a listener. I so appreciate you. So I haven't said it in a while. I want to say it now. And I also want to give you a heads up on the fact that I have transitioned the GailFoleyShow.com to WordPress blog posting program that allows me to actually host and post my show right there. So now you can go right to that page. You don't have to go to another page to see the guest information. It's all right there encompassed with the recording. So if you're following me on here, I want to let you know that in about 20 days, I will be completely transitioned over. So if you want to keep following me, I really would love for you to go over to that page, subscribe. If you're an iTunes follower, I will be posting a new iTunes feed here very quickly. Part of the reason is I want to brand myself as Gabbin with Gail or Gabbin Gail. And in order to do that, I had to transfer over, transition, get a little bit more professional with how I'm presenting this. And it's all to your benefit because now you only have to go to one place to hear me, to hear the shows, to hear the interviews, to get their information, to find out what resources I'm using. So please, 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 if you want to continue following me, and I so hope you do, that's what's going on. So I just wanted to give you a heads up that if you come in here and you don't see any more new shows, that's because they're all on my new platform. So just go over to thegailfoleyshow.com and you won't miss a thing. And thank you again. You have no idea how much you've made my life very special and how much I so appreciate you. I can't put it into words. That's all I can tell you. I just cannot say it enough. Thanks. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gabbin Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.